The Happy Prince by Oscar Wilde. In a small city on a tall column, there was the statue of the Happy Prince. He was covered with thin leaves of fine gold. For eyes he had two bright sapphires, and precious stones all over his clothes. He was very much admired indeed.
"He is as beautiful as a weathercock,"
said one of the town councillors, who wished to gain a reputation for having artistic tastes.
"But statues are quite useless," he added,
fearing that people could judge him as unpractical, which he really was not. "Why can't you be like the Happy Prince?" asked a mother of her little boy who was crying for the moon. "The Happy Prince never cries for anything."
"I am glad there is someone in the world who is quite happy," said a man, looking at the statue.
"He looks just like an angel," said the charity children as they came out of the cathedral in their poor clothes.
"How do you know?" said the mathematics teacher. "You have never seen one."
"Ah, but we have, in our dreams," answered the children. And the mathematics teacher was disappointed, as he did not approve of children dreaming. One night, there flew over the city a little swallow. His friends had gone away to Egypt 6 weeks before, but he had not left because he was in love with the most beautiful reed. He had met her early in the spring and had been so attracted by her that he had stopped to talk to her. "Shall I love you?" said the swallow, who liked to come to the point at once, and the reed made him a low bow. So he flew round and round her, touching the water with his wings. This was his courtship, and it lasted all through the summer.
"It is a ridiculous attachment," twittered the other swallows. "The reed has no money and no relations."
And indeed, the river was full of other reeds definitely alike. Then, when the autumn came, they all flew away. After they had gone, the little swallow felt lonely. Then he thought that the reed had no conversation and was even too superficial and frivolous, for she was always flirting with the wind. And certainly, whenever the wind blew, the reed made the most graceful curtsies. "I admit that she is nice," he continued, "but I love travelling, and my wife, consequently, should love travelling also. Will you come away with me?" he said finally to her. But the reed shook her head. She was so attached to her home.
"You have been trifling with me," he cried. "I am off to the pyramids. Goodbye."
And he flew away.